Fox C 107.1 104.3 proudly presents the Back to School with the History Makers program, honoring history makers making a difference in our community.
We're with another history maker today. It is Dr. Johnny L. Houston. Dr. Houston, how are you doing, sir?
I'm doing quite well, thank you. Thank you for asking.
So what does a Back to School History Maker program mean to you? What's the importance of it for you?
The importance of it for me is it's an opportunity for me to give back. As I came through my development as a child and as a student, I was influenced by many different kinds of exposures, but specifically about by persons who had done some exciting things and persons who inspired me or motivated me to do exciting things. And so I'm hoping that I might be in a position to do the same for some of the young persons who are coming through school today who are still trying to get a career path, trying to decide how they wish to contribute in life or what they might wish to do.
And you've got an extensive background in math, and also you have a North Carolina connection.
I was very blessed and very, very well thankful that I was able to identify some of my potential talents early on in mathematics. I like to call them in the area of STEM area, S-T-E-M, that is science, technology, engineering, and mathematics. And that I recognized that I had some talents in those areas, but they had not been developed. And so I was able to be guided by some persons beginning as early as middle school to tell me some things I might wish to do in terms of courses or some experiences I might wish to expose myself to. And as I follow these guys, I find it very exciting to understand more about mathematics and the kinds of problems that one can solve, not about rocket ship, but just basic everyday problems with mathematics. So I developed a love for math and science because of the problem-solving aspect of it that I was able to go. So I took the courses that were available in high school to me. At that time, I couldn't take any more than Algebra 2 because our high school did not have, at that time, trigonometry or calculus or AP courses, except. But then I went on to college, and I did get into trigonometry, calculus, and all the other math, and I got involved in chemistry and the science, and the more I got involved with it, the more excited I became. I was very blessed that I was able to attend Morehouse College for 4 years, where I earned a bachelor's degree in mathematics. Then I taught for a year in North Carolina at E.E. Smith High School in Fayetteville, North Carolina. I taught math for a year, and I said I was not married at that time. I didn't have a house. Wasn't anchored down with anything. I said, let me go back to school and get some more training before I get anchored down. So I then went
anchored down.
Anchored down to society.
Right, okay.
Once society anchor you down in a certain area, they don't want you to leave there. They want you to serve.
Right.
And then I left there, and after a year from E.E. Smith High School, I went to Atlanta University back in Atlanta, earned a master's degree in mathematics. And Atlanta University was kind enough to award me a study travel grant to be able to go and learn mathematics beyond the master's in Strasbourg, France. And I studied there for a year, and that was a tremendous experience. And even now, it's very beneficial. And then I returned and taught college for a couple of years at Stillman College in Tuscaloosa, Alabama, the same place where University of Alabama was, and Bear Bryant was at with the football team at that time. And eventually, I went back to, from Stillman, I went back to Purdue University, and earned a PhD in mathematics. And my career began to flourish from there.
That's an interesting career. So working with these kids with the Back to School History Makers program, what the personal stories and memories will you share with to inspire the students?
The first thing I share with them is the fact that you simply have to come to know yourself and know what are some things that interest you, what are some attributes about yourself that you've been able to identify so that someone can help you, guide you in a career path that allows you to be your own success story. It does not necessarily have to be math or chemistry or science. It can be any number of things. But you need, it needs to be something that you have a passion for, something you have an interest in, and you feel comfortable doing, have some ability dealing with. But the bottom line is, everybody, I sincerely believe that everybody has certain talents. It's a matter of discovering what your talents are, what your attributes are. And you can take those talents and become your own success story. You don't have to emulate Johnny Houston. You don't have to emulate Michael Jordan. You don't have to emulate anybody. But you do have the ability within yourself to be able to do something beyond the ordinary and make a contribution to mankind.
All right, sir. Thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to talk with us. History maker, Dr. Johnny L. Houston, mathematician, researcher. I mean, your career is fascinating, sir. Any last words you'd like to leave our listeners?
Yes, I would. I also came back to North Carolina in 1984 to teach at Elizabeth State University, from which I retired in 2010. I taught there for a quarter century, still being able to develop many other young people in the area of that talent, and a number of whom had gone ahead and gotten graduate degrees, even the doctor. And I'm so happy that I was able to give back in ways that I have been.
All right, sir. Thank you so much for your time. Continued success to you. God bless you.
Thank you very kindly for the opportunity to share.
Fox C 107.1, 104.3 proudly presents the Back to School with the History Makers program, honoring history makers making a difference in our community. For more details, go to foxync.com.